everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at bbsradio.com. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours, count them, 2 hours, doing nonstop free psychic readings. I will pause, however, every show to bring on a guest at 2 p.m., and after the interview, I continue doing readings. So don't leave. Stand by. There's I start and end with readings. Toll-free calls, USA and Canada. Get your pencil out. It's all over the website. If you're listening, obviously you're at the website, and you probably know how to navigate it, so the number's there if you're, if you're listening. And write the numbers down anyway. Toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. And I believe Canada is online and ready to toll-free, 1-888-815-9756. I know a couple of weeks ago they were having problems, but I'm pretty sure that's back on. And if you have a plan, go direct, 1-530-876-3222. You can never have enough calls. So if you have a plan, give me a call. Call me now. I believe we have a caller, so I'm going to go right to the caller. There is a guest today, a very special young man that I'd like to show off to the world. And I'll bring him on at 2 o'clock. That's Gabe Liu. Amazing story, and I'll tell you more about it as the show goes on. And I have a caller, so I'm going to go to the caller, and I'll talk as in between readings I talk. So, caller, how you doing?
Hi, Michael. How are you doing? It's Marie from Ontario.
Good, Marie. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Great. I've heard you read before, and I really enjoyed listening to the program.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I want to get it out there. I want to get it bigger and better. I just want to reach the world because I got some goals and dreams, and I want to share it with the world, like my guest today, a special young man like Gabe. And we can do a lot of good, raising awareness and entertaining everyone as we do it. Okay, Marie, I'm sorry, I got a little frog in my throat. All right, I'm sorry. You're in a major beginning. I'm feeling that things are changing all around you. It's going to affect pretty much everything in your life, really. I'm feeling where I'm living and what I'm doing, and even socially, friends, money, job. You got a lot of different things going on here. It looks like you're going to be very busy until going into the fall anyway, beginning of September. I'm feeling a mover relocating. Is this you or someone in your circle?
I hope it's me.
Okay, well, if you've been thinking about it, hearing me say that would be a good sign. If you need to, have been thinking or planning, is that the case, or are you just dreaming?
No, I'm definitely hoping for a move. I've been planning for some time.
Oh, okay. Cause you're
but nothing's materialized.
Okay, because you're surrounded with moving. And so it's manifesting, and I think the reason it hasn't happened yet is because there's a special time waiting, or there's a reason for the delay, or the slow development of it. So don't fight that. It's a good thing. Don't get frustrated by it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing when the time is right, you'll move. And I feel like it's not the time now. And I feel like it's being pulled back and forth. Is somebody leaving or coming to? Friends or relatives?
A friend might be coming to visit.
Your son?
No, the friend is an old family friend.
Oh, okay, because, all right. Good, okay, that's what I'm hearing. And there's a visitor coming. That's going to change things a little bit for you. I don't know what it means. It may be connected to relocating. He might have some advice or connections or hints. But I'm hearing, listen for the visitor. Watch for the visitor, listen for the visitor. And I'm getting this all unfolding by the beginning of September. Because there is a particular subject that is shrouded in mystery. There's a mist here. I can get in there, but they won't let me really look around. And I feel like it's that also covers a few different things. Almost like somebody maybe did something wrong or was dishonest, or you're not sure if somebody knew, or there's some doubts here of somebody's intentions and character, and I feel like I'm kind of feeling it out or sitting back and watching. I don't know if this means something. I'm just relaying it to you because this could develop, 10 minutes after you hang up. So
I understand where you're going here, Michael. It's one of the reasons why I'm calling.
Okay, good.
So you're right on the money.
Thank you. You know, I doubt myself. I'm my worst critic.
Mm-hmm.
I got a fight with myself. You ever see a psychic fight with himself? But anyway, thank you for that.
You're right on. I won't tell you the situation unless you ask me to.
Yeah.
Do you want me to?
No.
Okay.
You know, I had readings where my client said absolutely nothing and typed nothing other than hello and goodbye. But anyway, I mean, if you feel the need to jump in, then you do. But I like an occasional, wow, you're on top of it or you're connected. Because some people say, the skeptics will say, well, he's fishing or he's cold reading or he's asking too many questions. But in my case, it don't apply because, number one, I'm not here for that. And number two, it's coming from the heart and soul. You can feel that and hear it.
Absolutely.
And number three, my time is limited, and I know how precious time is, and I don't want to waste it. And if asking the question will help me move quicker and be more accurate, I'm gonna.
Well, the call is about my friend, and that you've already picked up, and you've picked up my skepticism, and that's where it's at.
Okay.
It is. Oh, I'll leave it at that. If you could tune in on that, I would really appreciate it.
Okay. I know you were wondering about, would this be a relationship,
yes,
friend? Because I'm feeling that, too. And I was wondering, and I was thinking about it, and I'm a little worried about it, and I was hoping Michael would go there. That's
yes.
What I'm hearing.
Yes.
And I feel like there's reason for it. I mean, there's either you're picking up something, you're being guided intuitively, and you're being warned that there is some flaws here. I don't know what it is that's tipping you off or setting you off or making you feel this way, but I feel like there's some character flaws or friends or past history or even words and actions. There's
his
a reason
current situation, I'm going to leave it at that, his current situation is causing me some concern.
And that's a good thing, because you're being guided and you're listening. And you should be at least alert and clear-headed.
Is this a relationship? I know we both want a relationship,
yeah.
And we're both connected in that regard.
Yep.
Will the long-term be that we will connect and move forward and just support him through this situation that he's in at this time?
All right. Well, Right off the bat, I want to give it until like the end of August, beginning of September, before I really write anything in stone or fall too hard. And I think there is still some things that need to be unveiled, and I'm hearing that there's some facts that are there and circumstances that are going to surface, and now is not the time, they're saying, and it will later. So it's like you're going to be revealed things. There's some more things you're going to be revealed about the situation as time unfolds up until the beginning of September. Okay? And
is it a possibility that he and I are soulmates?
Hang on for a second. Not only are you having doubts, but he's got his doubts too for some reason, I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little confused, a little not sure.
Can I tell you why, Michael?
Hang on a second. I'm just listening to... I'm getting other people too in my ear. I'm getting other people around this in my ear, and they're influencing things and pulling things. And it's kind of like stressing things out and bothering us, and I feel like I'm a little And I'm hearing the best thing that you can do to handle this situation is to leave everything basically the way it is and just sit back and watch, at least for 30 days, and that would be the most perfect way of handling it.
Okay. And can I tell you why now, Michael?
Yeah, go ahead.
He and I met, and his wife just died. His wife died 2 months ago. I've been in the picture now about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I'm really trying to support him in his grief.
Okay.
And I've told him we can't rush into a relationship.
Yep.
Because he needs to go through some natural grieving.
Okay.
That's what you've been saying, but you didn't, you know what I mean? You didn't know. But it's important for me to have this guidance from you, because I don't know whether I should just be his grieving friend or let it progress into a relationship. We both want a relationship.
Yeah. I feel like it's already a relationship, mentally, emotionally, spiritually.
Yes.
And it's just a matter of, and I think that the mystery and the shield and things being unveiled is the mourning process and the people around it watching what's going on. And that's basically the only thing in the way, and I think that's what surrounded by people were. So, and I think that's what they meant by leave everything exactly the way it is for like 30 days.
So, am I to take that no physical relationship for 30 days, just let us develop our friendship and growing together?
To be on the safe side, yeah, and if not, publicly anyway. Because
I live in one area of the city. He's an hour and a half away, so we won't run into the same.
Well, I'm getting people around it being influenced by sights and sounds, so I want to, whenever I'm in public or in public view or whatever, I want to be appropriate and
discreet. We've already talked about it. He wants me to come to his place next week, and I said, your mother lives across the street.
Yeah,
how do you think she's going to feel with the woman coming into your place, and I come far enough that I don't want to have to drive home, which means I'd be staying the night. They're going to freak.
Right. But, Marie, I do know that this her passing is a milestone in your life and his life, and as you go through this, it's going to be obvious that it was meant to be in destiny.
Michael, I intuitively had a few white lights around my eyes, like little spirits or orbs. I am wondering if that's her, because I felt a smile in the sky, and I felt a smile upon his and my relationship. Can you concur with that?
I can agree with it, that this was spirit-led and meant to be. That much I know.
I feel it. I know it.
And it's going to change your life, probably everything about it, friends, activities, everything, and family. You're going to have, like, shifts going on here, energy shifts and different experiences. And I believe it's a positive thing, but the only thing I need to do is to be discreet, appropriate, and give it until, like, the beginning of September before really, you know what I mean?
Before we start being more intimate.
Yeah, and being more public and vocal and voicing and being, you know what I mean? I'm not saying hide and cower in a corner, but, you know, keep it appropriate and discreet. And don't, and he's going through a storm right now, an emotional storm, and you got to let that play out, too. So,
And I'm totally aware of it.
You know, so.
I start a new job tomorrow. Can you just let me know if that's going to work out?
I feel it's going to be very successful for you. It's going to work out great for you, just great.
I got in basically at the very bottom of a job. My intention is once my foot is in the door to try to become a mystery shopper for the company, where I can travel around.
Yeah, it's going to be a part of your new life, this job and what goes with it, and your man friend are the beginning stages of a different life for you.
Wow. How will my family adjust to their mother in a new relationship? Because my husband died, and I'm wondering how the family is going to react, if they're going to give me a hard time.
No, actually, they're going to celebrate it.
You're kidding.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling enjoyable. I'm hearing party and then celebrating with your question. So, and it also goes to, it's connected to a new relationship. and your family and loved ones around you are enjoying it. They think it's a good thing. But as long as you are discreet and you go slowly with it, I wouldn't do any overnight. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I've already told them motel.
they would adjust easier and quicker to it if you would go a little slow with it. Don't act like you're rushing in blindly.
No, I know that. I know that because I have grandchildren involved too, and I don't want them to think, well, you know, Nanny's got a grandpa now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My daughter and her new family life. There was a wedding, and I felt very awkward at the wedding, and I felt my daughter wants some personal time now away from her nuclear family, like me.
Right.
Is that going to change? Will we become closer?
Actually, the energy on you is pulling back, and because they're rehashing is what I was focusing on before with your new lifestyle and new journey ahead of you. So instead of getting sloppy with the facts and details, I think I'm going to let you go and move on to the next call.
Okay, I understand. I appreciate, Michael. Thank you so much. And you were so around it. You were right there, but the grieving didn't. The word didn't come out. You wouldn't know that, but I do, and that's why I'm skeptical. Because I will not be, what is that word, a rebound?
Right.
You see, I don't want to be a rebound. I feel very connected with this man, and he's very connected and leaning on me, and I don't know if he's leaning on me because he needs someone to lean on while he's going through the paper. The paperwork's not even done.
Right. That's why Spirit was telling me to go slow and give it at least 30 days. So.
Excellent. And a fantastic. And that's kind of what I've been feeling. So intuitively, you've confirmed what I was feeling, and I thank you so much.
Yeah, that would have been your reading in a nutshell, because Spirit wanted you to hear that one message, go slow and don't rush into it and give it to the beginning of September. And we got that out, and the rest was just a blessing.
You know, the other thing is I'm picking up this move that you're talking about will be moving in with him. I didn't want to, you know. I won't move in with a man unless there's a marriage.
Could very well
I don't
be.
Believe in shacking up. I don't believe in that. Not for me. That's not in my scope. So
could very well be developing.
Thank you. God bless.
Marie, blessings. Take care and thank you.
Okay, bye.
Tell your friends about me, michaelgoger.com. Okay, everybody. If you would like to know more about me, it's www.michaelgoger.com. Everything I have is linked there, the radio show, the archives to the radio show, and everything else you may need to get a hold of me. Caller, welcome to the show. Caller.
Hello?
Caller.
Hello?
Caller, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Are you there?
Yes.
Welcome to the show. What's your first name?
Rita.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. Reader?
Sabrina.
Sabrina? Don, help me with this one.
Hello?
Okay, whoever you were, I'm sorry. We had to let you go. All I was hearing was static. Okay, wow, that threw me. Who am I? Anyway, you're in the thoughts every Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I like to do nonstop psychic readings, and I am experimenting with guests, and we started a while back, and today's guest will be an interesting young man, and we have a caller. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hi, Micah.
Hi. What's your first name?
My name is Katrina from Michigan.
Katrina from Michigan.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Okay, Katrina, you've probably heard me read before, right? So I'll just jump into your reading?
Yes, most definitely.
Good. There are some people that haven't heard me read, either in chat or on radio, and they might have a question, and I don't mind if somebody asks me a question about how I do it or what I do or anything. So remember that, callers, if you do call in. If you got a question about psychic abilities or developing as a psychic or or anything, or about me, and how I do it, or what I do, just don't be afraid to ask.
Right.
Katrina, let's see, I'm going right to work with you. I don't know if that's where you want to go or what you're thinking about, but they are appointing to work here, and something with the boss, or, I mean, are you looking for a job? Are you working, or what's anything going on at work?
Actually, yes, I have not been working for like 5 years. I've been raising my children, and I've recently wanted to return back to the work field.
Okay, because that's basically what I've been hearing. And I heard looking for a job, wanted a job, looking for a job, and I feel like you're going, it's right around the corner for you. I just feel like it's, I want to say next 30 days, but even the next 15 days, next 2 weeks, so... If you have anything out there, I feel like it's already out there, too. Have you been applying or putting anything in or targeting anything? Or?
I have my resumes out there.
Okay.
I'm just wondering what field it is, if it would be the field that I was in before I had my children or if it's the field that my husband does right now, which is transportation.
Okay. Oddly enough, for some strange reason, I want to say a little bit of both, but let's put that on the side for now. And let's see. I feel like I don't want to get sidetracked, but does somebody need a medical procedure or somebody close to you?
My husband, he has diabetes.
Okay, is that okay now or?
No, not at all. He usually ranges about 497, and the normal range is, I believe, at 220.
Okay, because, well, my guide said, before I go on to the job thing, throw this in, and I want to, there was somebody next to me that was having maybe some health issues and needed some medical attention or something like that, and I might want to jump on it or don't play games with it. Is he going to go get a checkup or, you know what I mean?
I sure hope he does. I've been trying.
Yeah, I might want to tell him to go ahead and get on top of that. Not that it's a big deal at this point in time, but I feel like it's something that should be talked about. And it goes hand in hand with working too. For some reason, has it been bothering him at work or?
Definitely, he's been tired a lot.
Yeah, it's slowing him down. I'm feeling so. I'm a little. As far as money and work goes, I want to at least, you know, make sure I go get a checkup and just, you know, play it safe. But I'm not panicking. Don't keep me, because I'm not here to panic people. I'm not here to diagnose or prognose. I can't do it, won't do it. But I do lean one way or another, and I just feel like maybe there's something there that. Now, on to the job. I feel like that's like I said, right around the corner. Why do I want to say you're very creative? I don't know anything about you, but I feel creative. Almost like I want to be a hairdresser. You don't do hairdressing, do you?
No, I don't.
Makeup or anything like that?
Just for myself. No.
Interesting. Do you ever feel like you want to be a hairdresser?
I've actually thought about it a long time ago.
But yeah, that's strange. I just feel like they're making me feel like I'm a hairdresser for some reason. It's strange. And I got talent for it. I feel like I have makeup and nails and this type of thing. But I'm just putting out there what I'm feeling and hearing right now at this point. But I am contacted by a more structured job. It feels like a boss employee type thing, and they're calling me in for an interview. I'm hearing sales and management, something with government, possibly state, county, local. I don't know how high it goes, but it's like a government state type thing. And these are some fields I would focus on anyway. Or if something comes through in that field, don't be afraid to follow through on it. Let's see. And then, oddly enough, I want to say travel. I feel like I'm traveling, too, or advertising and promoting and sales. Katrina, I know it's confusing, but it's just that there's probably multiple things that you can enjoy or get into, and and I'm just spitting them out. And if one of them connect, then just keep it in mind. Or something in that area may come through for you, and it might be a little unusual, but it's a way of letting you know that you should follow through on it and
okay.
go after it. But I do feel by the beginning of September, you're working and you're happy and you're doing well, actually.
Oh, good.
Leaning towards moving, too. Looks like it's moving day, a relocating day here. There's a possibility that there may be some type of move for you, too, or relocating, or somebody connected to you moving or moving out. I'm getting turning points. So the job is going to be a turning point for you, I'm hearing, when it comes through. You're going to enjoy it. I want to say... let's see. I keep hearing travel. I feel like I could travel for work, too.
That's what my husband does. My husband actually drives truck.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that. Oh, okay. No wonder they're making me feel as... I was wondering. I kept saying, travel what? And they were just making me feel like I was driving. You said he was a truck driver?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, no wonder. All right, dear... I feel, and when I first connected to you, I felt a little bit of both, and so you know right there, I feel like it's going to, a good chunk of it's going to be connected to what he's doing. Were you applying to the same place he was in, or?
Actually, no. I definitely could not go to driving truck. Seems how he does. We have three children.
So what would you be doing?
I was just wondering if I would possibly go into, dispatching in an office or working from home.
Okay. All right. I think you answered your own question. I feel like you're going to be kind of connected to your husband's job with the travel end of it, and then you're going to do something from home. And I think that's why they told me you're going to do a little bit of both. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Sure does.
Okay. So you were planning on doing something from home?
I've been looking into it, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's how they're making me feel. You're going to do a little bit of both, and it will be, I can see your husband's job coming through or something there for you, and something taking off, a project of some kind taking off for you, and I feel like they're saying it's on the side or at home or something extra. So I'm gonna go with both ways for you. That's exactly what they started with, and I should have just, that could have been the whole reading right there.
Okay.
So whatever ideas you have for your home thing, it's successful, and then it'll take care of you too. It'll be good for you.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. Also, everybody around you very proud of you too for your accomplishments. There's like an accomplishment to this. Will it be connected to spirits and metaphysics?
Oh yes, definitely. I would to build my own intuitive. I've tried to take the time to do the meditation and whatnot. Just with three children and my husband being on the road, doesn't leave me much time to do that.
Right. Because there's some talent there, metaphysically and spiritually, too. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And would the business on the side be connected to it?
Yeah.
Okay, but I feel like it should be. I mean, or it can be combined. So it's just a little bit of a hint of what could help you.
Okay.
Let's see. And was there a move? I think I asked you if there was a move or something going on.
I'm really clueless in that area of anybody moving.
Okay. It was hard to hear you, but I'll just pass that too. Also a new baby too for some reason.
A what?
A new baby.
A baby?
Yeah. Somebody expecting?
My sister-in-law.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. I have two sister-in-laws that are expecting.
Okay, because they're rocking babies here, and they're just saying, tell her about the babies. And everything looks good there, and it's going to be a special time with the babies and you and them, and everything else looks good. And there's an end of peace coming to me. I'm going into a cycle and an era of my life when I can explore spiritually and mentally and emotionally. And with it's going to come some inner peace for me that's much needed inner peace, I'm hearing.
Definitely.
So you're heading into that. So you're going to go with, by the end of summer, you're going to be feeling better and doing better. All right, Katrina. How'd I do?
That's great.
Did I help you?
Yes, definitely. I appreciate it very much.
I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you very much, Michael. You're great.
Okay, thank you, Katrina.
Bye-bye.
All right. Tell your friends about us, BBS Radio.
All righty. I do.
Bookmark it.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Put it in your favorites. Bookmark it, BBS Radio. You can play it. Put it in your toolbar and play it all day long. 24/7 original, unique programming. Never heard anywhere else. It's all starting here. BBS Radio. I'll put the number out there, toll-free, USA. I'm not sure if Canada is on. I believe on last week it was on. Okay, Canada's on. Thank you, Don. That's Don. That's the boss right there. That's the boss. Carla, how you doing?
Good.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What part of the world are you calling from?
Nevada.
Nevada, what's your first name?
Sabrina.
Sabrina?
Yes.
Were you the one that called earlier?
Yeah, my phone. I was having technical difficulties.
Okay. Because you sounded like a little squirrel.
Sorry.
That used electric to talk with.
Yeah.
It was a good feeling. I knew you were going to come back.
Cool.
And I feel like you were meant to get through. I'm getting emails from people. I never get through, and you get through twice. Now tell me that's not destiny.
Yeah.
Okay, Sabrina, I'm glad you got through. Let's see what we have. You heard me reading, right?
Yes.
Okay, so there's no questions. I'm just going to jump into it and let you have it. Now they're showing me a car and it's stuck in the mud and the wheels are spinning. So I feel like I've been delayed or I've been suspended somehow, and I believe that's about to change. A change within. I'm hearing in and out of change, a different way of thinking. I feel like I'm... Is this connecting with you? I feel like I'm in a major change internally.
Yeah.
My emotions, my mind, the way I think, the people I like, the people I don't like, the things I like to do, the things I don't like to do are all changing.
Yeah.
And it's several different reasons, spiritual, physical, nothing bad, just time to change. And that's what life is all about, and you're in it right now, a pretty good cycle of it. And it's for the better because you're moving forward, you're progressing, and things are going to get better. So this is a good sign, and I feel like it's heading towards money and work. The reason I use health, money, and work, romance, is because these are areas that people want to hear about, and it gives me a focus, and I'm heading towards work and money with you.
Okay.
All right, I know whatever you're doing, whatever's going on there, business-wise, work-wise, it's going to increase, whatever that may be, and I'm just waiting for the... Let's see. I repeat what I'm hearing and feeling, so... different. Unusual. There were some problems. There were some things in work and money and business that got in the way, and I've been working on them or clearing them up or getting through them.
Uh-huh.
That makes sense to you?
A little, yeah. I've been struggling at work.
Some glitches and obstacles and different... I had to work through them and clear them up and make them better. I want to keep on doing that. I want to stay determined. And one of your faults, I believe, or one of your allies will be to be able to focus and isolate something and work on that only. In other, it's almost like I got a bad habit of doing two or three things at one time.
Yeah.
And then accomplishing nothing because I'm trying. You know, it's like that type of a feeling, you know, and it's because you're spreading yourself too thin and you're not focused. If you would just kind of like do one thing at a time and focus, Spirit's saying that it would be an ally and you would move quicker and better and more successfully. And then I feel like there was some, maybe some other coworkers, the people kind of opposing me too or getting in my way, and that's also going to clear up.
Cool. Very cool.
Hang on for a second. I don't understand something with dreaming. Are you a dreamer? You remember your dreams? And
yeah. Okay. I have a lot of dreams that,
what's that?
Come true sometimes.
Yeah, your dreams are something with your dreams.
Yeah.
Needs to dream. She gets her answers in dreams, I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're one of the people that could probably program themselves with a question and then wake up with the answer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is how Spirit's making me feel. So if you are stuck in life, ask yourself a question before you go to bed, and then you'll wake up with the answer. I feel, because right now would be a good time for that. I feel a little confused with some things in my life. I feel like there's a few different roads I can go down, or different offers or opportunities, and I'm not quite sure which I want to do or how I want to do it.
Yeah, I'm at that point right now where I don't know what I want to do with myself. Cause
yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
That's how I'm feeling too. And I'm feeling kind of groggy too for some reason. And money too in a relationship. Are you in a romantic relationship?
It's very complicated. There's two people. I'm not going out with a specific person. I'm just dating, and I can't make up my mind which one I want to go with because.
Right.
I'm kind of.
That's exactly what I'm being made to feel. Oh my God, it's almost like I'm in your mind. Which one is money affecting the most?
Money affected.
Yeah. If money was to be made better, which one would be the winner? I just feel like resources and availability and money is kind of in the way of this one getting better or working out for me.
Well, one's a construction worker. The other one, he just recently got a job. The one with the construction worker, when he kind of flakes out on me, like.
I'm not sure. I don't think it could be answered just yet. I think it's too soon in the game.
Uh-huh.
I think you may have to go like until like September before you can decide which one is going to be the winner or which way you're going to go.
Uh-huh.
But I would keep my eye on my finances and which relationship is centered around it or affected by it, because there's something with money and my next relationship, and the money gets better, and it allows something else to happen, or me to be able to do something. So just keep that in mind as things unfold. And just know what I'm hearing is the tell of the coast. I'm feeling coast along. At least coast along. I would coast along for another 30 days. So they're validating that there's more to come, and there's some things that haven't unfolded yet. So you'll know more relationship-wise probably around the beginning of September.
Okay.
And put it to your dreams and pay attention to your dreams, because they're going to be talking to you through your dreams the next 30 days. Your answer may be there, too.
I have a question.
Okay.
Back on that, I can't make up my mind what I want to do. Let me see. I was wondering, do you think I should pursue a good feeling on it, doing movies and writing?
Because,
I don't know, I have imagination, it's just, yeah. Because, I don't know.
To be honest with you?
Yeah.
You, there's talent there, I'm getting entertainment, I'm getting creative juices flowing. got an eye in the ear for everything. I mean, and it should be combined spiritually. With spiritual arts, I feel like I want to focus on my spiritual abilities and my spiritual arts and how I can combine it with my money-making process.
Uh-huh.
And I want it to be a big part of what I do for the rest of my life. So I don't know if you ever thought about being a reader or a healer or teaching it or combining it with my art, movie making, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But this is where I want to stay centered and kind of create within. So just I would pursue it. You belong in the arts and entertainment and...
Yeah, I mean, nothing else has ever, every job I've ever had, you name it, I've done it. It's just never been anything that can be.
Yeah, or leading up to, or part of, or connected to, right?
Yeah, it's
Yeah, and it's destiny. I just feel like, so if you're into photography, movies, or singing, or music, or whatever, you're going to, you belong there, and you're going to do well, and I would pursue it. I would never stop pursuing it.
Okay.
You know,
but yeah, I am a very spiritual person, so
yeah.
That makes sense what you said.
Yeah. And you can combine. I believe you can do that for a living too, either teaching or consulting, whatever. So
uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you're on the right track. If you're in that realm or that area, you're being pulled in that way. You're right on the money, and go for it.
Yeah. Plus, a friend of mine is helping me open up more too, because I've been very closed off.
Good. Good. Very good. And.
Yeah.
And continue that route. But there is a connection with your dreams. You're a dream interpreter and a dreamer, so you
yeah.
can definitely do dream work and making money while you dream.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for calling the show.
Thank you.
I hope I helped you.
Yes, you did.
Okay, thank you.
All righty.
Tell your friends about us.
I will.
Okay. I'm BBS Radio. Michael Goger, Urine of Thoughts. These are all keywords. Google me. www.michaelgoger.com. Everything you need to know about me is there. My space, my Yahoo group, my mailing list, my message boards, my guest book, my chapel. I got an online chapel. I go there every day and pray. If somebody needs a prayer, go to my website and put your prayer request in my online chapel. And not only do I go there, but several other talented people I know go there, and it can't hurt. So, and I would appreciate if you listening, the folks, would go there and also pray. So, keep the energy in the box right there. Caller, is there a caller?
Yes, hello.
Christiana.
I just wanted to say hello to all of Michael's fans and family.
I knew you would call. I knew that you knew that I knew that you would know. This is going to be a routine.
Oh, it's such a blessing to get through. Believe me, I always feel so blessed.
Yeah, I love it when you call.
Oh, bless your heart. That's part of the blessing there, Michael.
Yeah. You know, you ever watch Conan O'Brien?
Yes, on occasion I have.
And that good-looking guy comes out of the backstage and everything stops. It's going to be a routine. You stop it in.
Oh, I love it.
All righty. I'm glad you called. You got a quick question, or you want to just laugh?
Well, I have a quick question.
All right. What do you got?
Relationship.
What's that?
On my boyfriend.
Okay. And that's fair enough. Everybody wants to know about relationships. Turbulent, I feel. A little shaky. I don't know if I'm connecting with this, but there is kind of high pressure here for some reason, too. Is he a busy man?
He keeps himself busy with a lot of his interests.
Yeah, I'm feeling this with him. Very busy. He likes to be busy, too. On what way it's going to go, let's see, Chris. You know, I'm hearing get away with him somehow. If you can get away for a day or a weekend,
Okay.
I don't know if I said this to you before, but I keep feeling this with you. I want to go away with him. I want to spend a day, just you and him, is what I'm hearing from Spirit. Spend a day, get away, turning point, go on a little journey, go on a visit somebody. You might even, that might even be what I'm hearing, too, you visiting someone. Keep this in mind, Chris, if it develops.
Okay.
I believe it could be very beneficial to the relationship if you guys can, like, just get away for a day and, like, lay on the beach or sit in the park or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take a walk. I think it would be very healing. Very spend a day together. It just can't be, like, breakfast and that's it. It's got to be a whole day where you can really talk. Is what I'm hearing. And be prepared for somebody visiting you. And to you, maybe getting invited to go visit someone. Because there's back and forth here with visiting and people from in and around your life contacting you. And you are on the verge of a turning point in things. I'm hearing the energies are going to shift and shift for the better as far as romance and relationship goes. So I just got a feeling, Chris, that even if you don't go, but I do feel that within the next 30 days, I want to say the next 2 weeks, you're gonna feel an increase in romance and connecting with my man friend. Okay, but I really do feel that it would be felt even stronger and be more effective if I can, like, walk in the park or sit in the park for a day and talk and just enjoy each other. So, but either way, I do feel getting better and continuing, at least until the beginning of September.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
You know, I've got a proposal here on a writing project, and I'm putting it out tomorrow. Do you see that coming in as positive?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Hang on. It's going to get in the right hands. I'm hearing the right hands. They're showing me it's landing into the right hand. And I feel like it's a male, and he's going to run with it, I'm hearing. So whatever it is, or whoever is getting it, it's going to go to the right person, and it's going to be successful. I feel it's going to be entertained in a positive manner is what I'm hearing. So, and it's being handed to the right hand. Was it a job or a proposal or?
Well, I freelance, so.
Okay.
I'm looking and.
So it's freelance work then.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm hearing it go. Yeah. They're just showing me going through and doing what it's supposed to do. So whatever it is, I don't know if you're selling it or asking for something, but I feel like it comes to you. And it aids into it helps doing what it's supposed to accomplish doing, make money or work. But it's I'm getting positive and forward with it. So.
Oh, thank you, God. Yeah, well, everyone's going to benefit from this because it's exposing in a very positive way certain situations, and it's meant to be creating more of a village mentality, you know, where everybody just kind of community is what it is, community.
Right, right.
But it's exposing in a good way. Sometimes we think of exposing as not so good, but this is uncovering and exposing and raising awareness.
Yeah, well, I'm getting it being productive. And everybody, it's just not one person. I feel like it's a group of people.
Yeah, I'm reaching out.
That's going to be involved in this. It's going to go from the right hand to the group of people that are responsible for this. And I'm hearing it being productive. And everybody kind of likes it. They appreciate it. They like it. It makes them happy. That somebody's glad. I'm hearing glad is there. So whatever it is, other people like it, whatever it is you're doing. All right?
Oh, thank you so very much. I love that.
Good. And I hope it works out. And I'm getting the home, very comfortable in the home, and family, too. There may be some family things going on, contact or communications or activity. And also some offers coming, too. not just one. I'm getting several offers and opportunities. So I feel like I got my fingers in a few things, and a couple of things come through for me. That'll be by the beginning of September.
Whoa, I love it. Thank you so very much.
Hey, Chris, thank you. Anytime.
Oh, dear. Well, hearts and flowers to you all.
Okay.
And once again, hello, Michael Goger fans.
You're gonna come on and read with me someday, right?
Yes, absolutely, dear. I'm so very feeling very sweet
okay.
privileged to be part of the fabric.
I'm going to hold you to it. You're going to come on here, and it'll be a psychic day.
I love it.
All right, Chris, thank you.
Kisses and hugs.
You, good hugs, thank you.
Bye.
All righty. Tell your friends, Chris, about us. Wonderful lady. Wonderful lady, and it'll be a good show if you can get her to come on with me and read with me. She's also a talented psychic and reader. Okay, everybody. Canada is on, so if you're listening, I'm getting some emails saying, no, it's not, blah, blah, blah. It is. It comes from the boss. Canada is on. USA is toll-free. Canada is toll-free, and we got a direct line. So three phone numbers that you can get through on. If you're interested in radio and you would like to have your own show, email donald@bbsradio.com. You can have your own show. It's very doable. It's very possible. And if you're saying, hey, I can do what that guy's doing, email donald@bbsradio.com. Okay, I just heard from the boss. You said, call him. Email him, but call him too, because you'd get a quicker response. So if you want to talk, call BBS Radio, and the phone numbers are all over the front site. Okay, is there a caller? I'll go to the caller. If not, I'll just keep telling them how they can get a hold of MichaelGoger.com, www.MichaelGoger.com. Hook up to MySpace, hook up to my Yahoo group, and hook up to my mailing list.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge. Brain.
We took a little break there to bring our guest on, and I would like to introduce Gabriel Blue, but I'm going to go to his mom first. Her name is Anna, and we'll talk a little bit, and then we'll talk about Gabe. But Gabe is a very special young man. Let me introduce the mom. Anna, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Anna, I'm going to hear Gabriel's mother.
Yes.
okay? And I believe it was in the second grade. He come home after reading an article about the orphans in Chechnya and Bosnia, right?
Yeah, he just felt really moved by reading this article and came home and decided he was going to give all of his toys away. And I was kind of thrown off my guard because here he was 7 years old, and 7-year-olds don't do that, but they don't send them to Chechnya either.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, when I heard the story, I said, because I know Gabe's grandmother, she was my guest last week, and that was Marilyn Ferraro. And that was also a good show, very special lady. And she was telling me about Gabe, and then I seen the website and was checking into it. And I said, I feel like this man, this young boy went through something very similar that I went through because of the intensity of it. And because, you know, most 7-year-olds, they read something and they go on about their business, you know.
Right, right.
And this young man was changed forever and may wind up changing a part of the world with his inspiration. Now, so he come home and wanted to give his toys to the needy and to the people that were disabled and disadvantaged and this type of thing, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, we made a compromise, and I said, well, how about half the toys, and how about to kids in Pittsburgh, because the mailing alone would have killed us in shipping.
Yeah.
So we found some very needy and deserving children that were right here in our hometown, and
that's amazing.
Passed along the blessings.
Yeah, that's amazing for a 7-year-old to just want to go out and start doing that. Now, I want to talk a little bit about what he accomplished. He started a charity, Angels on a Mission.
Yes, it's a not-for-profit charity because we're not quite 501 yet, but we're working on it.
Yep.
That's our next big goal as far as us and for him to have his own established 501.
501?
Yeah, it's a 501c nonprofit. Right now we are just a not-for-profit organization.
Not-for-profit. I didn't know there was a difference.
Yeah, in order to be 501c and be listed as a nonprofit, you actually have to go through all kinds of paperwork and be approved by the government to be tax-free, and so that you can give people tax receipts whenever they donate to you, because right now we can't do that.
Wow.
So,
well, you know, I never knew that. This is interesting. This is good to know.
Yeah.
This is what I want to do in life. This is what I want to do with what I'm doing. So,
right, right.
In a lot of ways, Gabe is living my dream. I always wanted to be a fundraiser for people that needed it. So not for profit, you can't give receipts for donations.
Correct. So
but you can take donations.
Yes, we can. They're considered gifts then.
Gifts. And just out of curiosity, is there any accountability? Is there a follow-up? I mean, if anybody wanted to do something like this.
As far as.
What is the end of, like, if. Say I wanted to start a charity, not for profit. I don't give receipts, but I can take donations, considering that they're gifts. Okay. That's just all I got to do.
As long as you forward, whatever you take in, you have to document, and then you have to forward it back out. And that's what we do. So when people give us financial gifts, a check for $100 is an example.
Yeah.
We have it documented as income into our not-for-profit organization, and then we show how we spend that money out directly related to what we give away, whether it's, as an example, this past Christmas, we provided to 29 children in 11 families throughout Allegheny County.
Wow.
So we drove everything, and we had trucks that were filled with socks and shoes and winter coats and toys and school supplies, and we had to drive it because there's no one but us and family and friends that do this, so we filled everybody's gas tanks up. And then we could document where that money went to. It wasn't as if it wasn't being utilized for the children. It was being utilized to get it to the kids.
Sure.
And that's the only thing is with not-for-profit gifts, you have to specify where that money is coming from and where it's going to.
Right.
Whereas with non-profit, there's a board, and the board makes the decision and everything else.
Right, and then the donations, you can get receipts, and they can claim it on the taxes. And,
exactly.
And you're becoming more like a business, bookkeeping and
right.
And
right.
Form, tax forms. And,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so very good. So he did, you know, and that's the role you played, putting all that together while he filled it with spirit.
Right, he's the inspiration, I'm just the guts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. His staff.
Yeah.
You're the staff. You just got different hats.
Exactly.
And his grandmom,
yeah.
Which is also a very special lady, and I'm proud to know. Now, and he has a website. It's angelsonamission.org.
Correct.
Right. Anybody wants to know more about it, they can go there and check him out and read more about him. And Angels on a Mission at Verizon.net. Is that the same?
That's his email.
That's his email. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. So that's anybody wishing to contact Gabriel to talk about his charity or to inspire him or to help him or to advise him, his email is angelsonamission@verizon.net. And if you'd like to know more about him, you can visit his website, www.angelsonamission.org, and you'll learn more about this young man. For a seven-year-old to come home with that and to start it on his own and to get it going and to really be basically obsessed with it, I think it's spirit-led and very special thing, and more people should be doing it. And I believe you're going to see more people doing it. And the good that can come out of it. He's just a very impressive young man. I was just looking over his website and some of the things that's going on. Do you have anything big coming up in your area that you would like to put a spotlight on? Or?
Well, actually, yes. We did our Easter program this year, which was Basket Buddies, and we worked with Christmas last year. And Gabriel really, he said he feels led. At this point that he wants to provide Thanksgiving dinner for 50 families. That's not a small undertaking.
No.
we were blessed enough to find a facility that would donate their space that has cooking and facilities and everything else. So now we're trying to gather all the stuff that's involved with Thanksgiving dinner, and I know it sounds funny, I'm saying Turkey Day is near, and we're in July, but we start for our holiday season, for the December season, we start in August, September for that, so that we can have everything wrapped and ready for all the kids to go out to where they needed to go. And so we're starting for Thanksgiving in July, and that's his goal, is to feed 50 families, and he's already spoken to some different organizations as to how many families he can bring to our facility for his dinner. And his friend and him have sat down and started figuring out how to make potatoes for 100 people.
That's good.
So that's what we're hoping to do for Thanksgiving is
That's good.
To feed 50 families.
God bless them. Ain't that beautiful?
It's awesome. It's
beautiful. This is what I want to do. This is how I want to spend the rest of my life, with people like Gabe and helping them and being involved. And I can't think of anything else that would bring me the happiness that he's feeling. We've got to help each other. And if it wasn't for people like Gabe, where would we be? Think about it, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You know, I'm looking over, you're in the Pittsburgh area, right? And can they reach you if there's anybody out there with any thoughts or any help of any kind? I mean, is there a way they can?
Absolutely. They can go to the Angels on the Mission website. There is a link on there for people to actually sign our guest book if they're interested in helping or becoming an angel, or if they have suggestions, comments, thoughts, whatever that they'd like to be involved. But there is also they can also email me direct at through angelsonamission@verizon.net, or they can email me personally at askannie@verizon.net.
And you can take it from there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
and I'll go ahead and get everything taken care of. And I have a special guy here for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Gabe?
Here you go.
Gabe.
Hello?
Hi, Gabe.
Hello.
Welcome to my show.
Thanks.
Have you been listening to my show?
No.
Huh?
No.
No? You were supposed to say yes. That's okay. No problem, buddy. You like being on my show, though?
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to have the show with you.
Thanks.
I wanted to tell the world about you. I was looking over some of the things that you started and been involved in, and I think it's a fantastic thing. I'm looking at some of my info here, and the first year provided gifts and toys and clothing for neighborhood families and a family that had a fire in the home and lost everything. And, the second year was... it's just the Homeland Helping Hands.
Yep.
And a letter campaign for the Marines. All good stuff here, Gabe. You should be very proud of yourself. I'm very proud of you. I'm going to have your website connected to my website forever and to my guest page. So you can always tell your friends, you can show them what radio show you've been on and what we talked about, and you can point them to that link. That link at my website is basically your link too now, so you can add it to your resume, buddy, to your folder. You got another page that you can send people to, and you can use this radio show as a reference and part of your the story of Angels on a Mission.
Okay.
Okay. How do you feel, Gabe?
I feel very happy.
You feel very happy? Good. It was a pleasure having you on my show.
Thank you.
Going to be telling people about you probably for the rest of my life and trying to help you with your charity. I think it's a fantastic thing. You should be very proud of yourself, buddy.
Thanks.
I'm going to tell everybody I can about you and what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
How's that sound, Gabe?
Sounds great.
Gabe. Did I lose Gabe?
No, I'm here.
No, you're still there? Okay, is there anything you'd like to say to everybody?
Well, I would just like to say thank you for all your support and check out my website, www.angelsonamission.com. .org.
.org. Very good. Very well said, bud.
Thanks.
Very well said. And you have a friend in me. I'll be here telling everyone about you.
Okay.
For a very long time. And I'll probably have you back on the show, too. And anytime you're doing something special, we'll get it out there and we'll tell the world that you're trying to do it and what you're doing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Gabe, for being on the show. And you'll be on some future shows. Is your mom still there?
Yes.
Okay, let me have mom. And thank you, buddy.
You're welcome. Here you go.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Very good, Anna. Very good. I feel so proud for him.
Thanks.
I can feel the spirit. I can feel the spirit in him. Very special young man. And now he's challenged physically in some ways too.
Yeah, he actually just went through cleft palate surgery last year, and genetics is highly involved in our life because Gabriel was born and diagnosed with autism when he was a very young man. He was 3 years old, and he was first diagnosed. And he had some physical disabilities along with that. So it's kind of a blessing that if this was his way to reach out to the world and to be a part of the bigger whole, the bigger universe, was just to say, I'm a kid and I want to help other kids.
Sure.
That's amazing in itself.
Yes. Yes. You know, in spirit, I was told in spirit that anybody that's physically challenged, or challenged in any way with problems, that they're actually very special souls. And they took on this to deal with it for one reason or another. So, and you can see it in him how special he is. You can feel it in him. And he's gonna do. He's gonna do a lot more with it. Anything I can do, radio-wise or website-wise, you let me know. And anytime you're doing something special, let us know. We'll post it up there and get it out.
Definitely, definitely. And we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today because that's huge. Just getting the word out there, and
yep.
You know, one thing I will let you know is if any of the people who are out there listening are interested in participating or donating in any way possible, we also take gently used items because we don't believe in throwing it into the dump. So
right.
We do take recycled items just so people know that they don't have to go out and spend thousands of dollars. Send us
right.
your kids' old clothes.
Right.
Find another kid who needs them.
Right. And that's, like you said, I mean, it might be old, but it's usable.
Right. One man's trash.
Somebody can use it.
Yeah, it's another man's treasure. So.
Right. Now, and if, obviously, the closer to your area, the better.
Right. And actually, Gabriel has a few friends that are in different states that he's looking at setting this up in in other states so that he has a mission of angels in each state. But that's something that we're looking for the future. That's like a long-term goal he's been talking to some friends about.
Good.
So
he can kind of like expand his program.
Right, right.
Wouldn't it be nice, every school in the country?
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
Angels on a Mission, started by Gabe. What a goal, what a fantastic... And it's something that the younger folks could be a part of, something for them.
Right, and it doesn't have to, like you said, it doesn't have to be just a grown-up.
Right.
It can be, you know, once a year. And then that's how it started. Was Gabriel went through his toy box, and he said, I don't play with these. I don't want to give them to somebody who doesn't have anything, Mom.
Ain't that something?
You know?
Yeah.
That wasn't me. That was him. That was his thing, and I was not going to stop him because...
Yeah. And,
what a great way for him to participate.
Yeah, and just for that age, to come out of that age, to say something like that, it's spirit-led.
Well, and to come out of this, and this may sound horrid to say, but and it's not meant to, but to come out of this society, which is really a me society, and think of the us and the we,
that's
huge.
That's why this is so special, because if there wasn't people like that, where would we be?
Exactly.
You know, and seeing it in such a young person and knowing that he's going to get older and bigger and do bigger and better things. You know, today it's toys and blankets, and tomorrow it could be housing for disadvantaged or food banks or blood banks. Who knows?
Exactly.
You know, and what makes it so special, too, is like you said, it's a kid thing right now, and other kids could feel like, hey, I'm part of this.
Well, and you know, there's so much opportunity for kids out there right now that I think that a lot of kids don't see because they don't know what's out there. There's a great amount of children, even in our own hometown, that have really stood up and taken the challenge and said, you know, let me be a part of this. A penny campaign he did for, he started in his school for a family that came from Hurricane Katrina. They raised $1,200 in like 2 months in pennies.
Nice.
You know, every kid brought in pennies every day.
Ain't that something? I was just reading it here.
Yeah.
That was the fourth year. Money for many.
Yeah, money for many.
And yeah, Home Depot, and you raised $1,200.
Yep.
And it went to the Red Cross for hurricane victims.
Mm-hmm.
Now
that was little kids.
Isn't that something? I mean, and that was just, what, one area? I mean, like one school district, right? Or one?
That was actually one school. That was one elementary school with a total population
of
300 children.
That was one school, just kids with pennies.
Yep.
$1,200. Now, if you put that in every school in the country, oh, my God.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
That you
can move mountains.
Yeah, the
just
possibilities.
With kids and their pennies can move mountains. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Amazing. See, this is what I want to do. People are saying, what are you doing, Mike? What are you doing? You're a psychic. But I want to use the psychic thing to get this stuff out there so people hear it. I want to get the doors open. I want to get on stage. And when I get out there, I want to tell them about people like Gabe. And you and others that are doing light work. That's what it's about, doing the work of light. Boy, let me see. Okay, so if you're in the if you're in the Pittsburgh area, they can bring secondhand items, clothing, food, To where? To you? Or just get a hold of you for a drop-off point?
Yep. Gently used items can be donated. What we suggest is you call, you contact us via the website or email, and that once you contact us, if we have multiple people in an area, as an example in Monroeville, which is a good 35 minutes from where we are, we'll ask for a drop-off point for everybody to come and drop off, and we bring a few trucks out and pick it up.
Okay.
And then we have a place that we can go ahead and bring it to, and we sort through everything and start sizing it for the kids, or if it's toys, do it age-appropriate levels.
Okay.
Everything can be dropped off. You know, we will. They can, it can always be dropped off on my front porch, which is beautiful.
That's good too. Yeah.
My landlord's really nice, and he loves it.
That's good.
We were real blessed that way, and he's been very supportive of, you know.
Very good. Very good. So listen up, folks. If you're in Pittsburgh or anywhere around it, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we have Angels on a Mission, and you can help them. Old clothing, workable toys, canned goods, some money donations. We have the email. We'll get that back out there again. You can email Anna, which is Gabe's mom, or Gabe. Email them both. Say hi to Gabe. Tell them what you want to do for him, help him, and then connect with the mom so she can make sure it's followed through and taken care of. And who knows, you can help. We got the holidays coming. We got Christmas coming. There's a lot of different things going on. It could be as simple as an extra wheelchair even. I mean, I hear stories where people do crutches and canes and wheelchairs and or kids' baby supplies, playpens and different things like this are very much needed. And could you think of anything in particular that could be a big help or a steady thing? Or
a steady thing? Well, at this point, what we look at constantly is the younger kids, the younger families that are just starting out get really stuck. So our big need items are between the ages of about 10 months old and 12 years old. That's a key area. School supplies are huge because they're every part of the year you need school supplies.
Yes, yes. Very
and,
true.
And things that are more we would take for granted in our everyday lives, you know, a coat somebody may not take for granted, but mittens, gloves, and hats they would. Because
yes.
You think a kid's got a coat, he's warm.
True.
You know,
true.
A lunch sack.
Lunch sacks,
not the disposable kind. That's a really big item. So things like that are constant needs.
Yeah. Wow. A lunch box with school supplies.
Yeah.
Would be the perfect item.
Exactly.
Or a good used coat. Or,
exactly.
Or a knapsack. Or sneakers.
Knapsacks are really, really big.
Yeah, sneakers are a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, being a grandpa and a daughter with the grandchildren, I do know that things like high chairs and car seats and playpens, if they're in good shape and fairly clean, I mean, it makes an awesome.
We do provide furniture and things such as that. You know, we actually had one young lady this past year who was beautiful and a wonderful woman, and coincidentally, her name is Angel.
Wow.
She lives about 20 minutes from us, and she gathered all the donations from her area, and there were diaper genies, and there were cribs, and strollers, and car seats, and she was such a blessing to us because she actually brought it to us and in two trips, and then we went ahead and broke it up into different families and gave it to families that were needing of it. But these were families who, when we drove to their homes, and we actually had a line of trucks that were living in houses that were boarded up and with five children, you know. And I look at that and I say, you know, I may not have a lot, but my blessings are plentiful.
Yes.
And if this is the least I can do, is support this young man's dream who he wants to go out and help other kids.
Yep.
Then by all means, let me get on the train.
Sure. And you know, it's contagious, too, because somebody hearing this show might be inspired, you know. Or somebody you come in contact with, you will make a difference in their life, and they'll turn around and do something for somebody, and you got a chain reaction of energy. I've seen that happen many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
I have been helped in my life and turned around, and because of that was able to help somebody else. So I know it's true. It's spirit and action is working, and it's and that's how it goes. It's contagious, and it expands. That's another reason this is so important. Let me see. Am I forgetting anything, Anna?
No, I think you've really covered it all. I really do appreciate you taking the time out to chat with us today.
I can't do enough. I just hope I did it honor. Very humble. I stand in his presence, and it's like he's a special human being, a special soul, and I'm here to serve him. That's how I feel with this, and I just want to do a good interview and do it justice and then get everything out there that we can get out there. We might want to do your email one more time now that we're coming and winding down here. People can hear it and write it down. This will be Gabriel's mom's email. And if you can help Gabe's charity, Angels on a Mission, in any way, even if it's a greeting card or a hello, keep up the good work. You can contact Gabe's mom. What's the email, Anna?
It's angelsonamission@verizon.net. And the website is www.angelsonamission.org. And if you need to speak to me directly and it won't go to the main email, you can email at askannie@verizon.net.
Very good. Very good. And let me see. And the information for Gabe and his mom and the charity will be forever linked to my website. You go there, www.michaelgoga.com. Look on the right-hand side. You'll see my radio show guests. Click on that, and you'll find all my guest info pages. And Gabe will be in there forever, as long as I'm alive. So, Gabe, I hope I live to be 80, so that means you're going to be on my website for a long time. And, Gabe, thank you. I'm very proud of you. You are my soldier, and I'm your servant. You got a magician for a servant. Whenever you need me, call me.
Thank you.
I will be there to help you, and we'll do a future show and do an update on how your charity's coming in and what you're doing and what you're doing next and what you need and all that good stuff, Gabe. Very proud of you, Gabe. Thank you for the interview. Anna, thank you. You got a very special young man.
Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, Anna. And is there anything you want to throw in before we say goodbye?
I hope the blessings are spread plentiful throughout all of your listeners, and I cannot, again, thank you enough.
Thank you. Anytime, Anna. And I mean that someday in the future we're going to do a checkup on Gabe and see if he needs anything and how he's doing.
That sounds great.
So, Gabe, I know you're listening, and I know you're going to keep doing what you're doing, and we're going to keep an eye on you, buddy, and every time you need a voice, I'll be here for you. All right, Anna, thank you.
You take care.
Okay, thank you, Anna. Goodbye. I want to go to calls now and continue the readings. And, Anna, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Okay, if you'd like to call for a reading, the numbers are all over the website. I believe I have a caller. Don, if I got a call to put it through. If not, I'll refresh the numbers. It's toll-free USA 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada is 1-888.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Chandni. How are you?
Chandni, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I had been lucky enough to get you today. I just tried and I got it in one go.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
You know, my wife's been calling for 2 hours, and she says, I can't get through. She was going to call and tease me.
So yeah, I can barely hear you. Your voice is very low.
Huh.
Yes.
Did you say I'm very low?
Yeah, I can hardly hear you.
Okay, how is that?
Yeah, it's a little better now.
Is that a little bit better?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, Sean. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you got through.
I just happened to log in line, and I saw that your show is on, and I clicked on it. I saw the number, and I dialed, and I got you.
Wow. Good. Okay.
I'm lucky. I must say that I'm really lucky, and thanks to God, to you, and your spirit guides. You have helped me a lot. And always from time to time you have been helping me, and I'm so thankful to you.
Good. Thank you, Chan. Chan, are you on a cordless?
Pardon?
Are you on a cordless phone or a cell phone?
No, I am on a cordless phone.
You're on a cordless phone?
Yes.
I think the problem is with cordless or my phone. I'm not sure, but I can hear you okay.
Just a minute. I'll just check on the phone.
You want to switch the phone? You might be able to hear me better.
Yes, now I can hear you.
Is that better?
It's a lot better. I can hear you very well. Yes.
All right, I don't want to yell in your ear. That's good, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. And I'm glad you got through, because I'm getting mail from people. I can't get through. Just keep hitting redial. I guess it's...
I didn't have to use redial. I just dialed the number and I got through. I was amazed.
Good. That's a sign, because we found a way where my relatives can call now, and none of them get through. They're all mad at me.
Oh.
But that's good. They weren't meant to get through then. It's spirit-led.
Maybe whenever I try, I always get through, and I always am able to talk to you, because maybe I desire so strongly in my heart that I have to talk to you, and I get to talk to you.
Good. I believe so. I believe that's why people get through when they're supposed to get through. And like I said, if you get through every day, it must be meant to be, so don't feel bad about it. Call. It doesn't matter if you get through every week. It doesn't bother me. Don't let it bother you. Okay, Chan, we'll jump right into your reading.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going right to the home, family, children are everything for some reason. They're very on my mind.
Okay.
Children, family, and a lot of different good things going on here. I feel happy for the children. And
yes, my son is joining me now. He's coming in September.
Oh.
Yes.
See?
My husband also will be here for 10 days.
Oh.
So he will go back, but then he will be here for 10 days, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, I'm getting that, and it's very exciting and very happy for me. For you, I mean. Mm-hmm. When I say me, I mean you. That just slipped out. That was spirit talking, whether you know it or not. I feel very happy with this and excited, and the children especially are helped by this, so it is the son then. A new baby, too. Is this new baby? There's nobody expecting around you, is there? Any relatives, Chan?
No relatives. No.
Interesting. Okay. Just out of curiosity, don't forget me saying that.
Mm-hmm.
By the beginning of September, you might get surprised. And what about a union and male? Is it like your children, somebody being engaged or getting married? Or
no, not yet. Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
You sure you don't have no surprises coming?
No, I don't think. Otherwise.
Well, maybe by September 1st you may have a surprise coming.
Oh, maybe.
maybe you said the son's coming. Maybe he'll find somebody right off the bat. And
oh, my.
Oh, my. But I do feel that this could be a possibility, but it's so mixed in with your happiness with your son being with you and your husband being with you that I'm having a very hard time separating detail. I just know that the home is going to be very very cozy and filled with love and scenting around children and my husband. And I spend like the next 30 days just basking in the glow and the energy of it. So I'm going right up until well into September with the energy and the happiness from it. Let me see. What else am I hearing? Comfort. I'm going to be very comfortable with everything, very happy. Abundance. I feel very blessed, too. I'm being blessed by spirit, and I'm feeling it. I feel very strong with it. Moving. Were you moving or relocating, or is it the son? Is he going to move out when he comes? Or
I have no idea. When he comes here, he's going to try his options.
Oh,
let
that's what
see
it
see what program he gets into. Maybe that he may have to move to another city.
Okay.
To study to do his post-graduation.
Okay.
So
okay.
See what happens.
Okay, because they're pointing to the son, so it's either.
Do you think he'll be able to get into any of the post-graduation program easily?
I do believe that, and it's going to be fast, too.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be fast, and it's him. They're pointing to him because he's moving here, and then I think he's going to move again, so
Okay.
It's going to be like quick and filled with energy.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be successful, and he'll be happy. The move is good, and financially in the future, he's mm-hmm. going to do very well. So a lot of good stuff going on there. Let me see. Real quick, I want to go to... I don't understand. They're making me feel... Your mom is with us, right? She didn't pass yet, right?
No, she's with
us. She's with us.
It's Anil's mother who is not with us. And I feel her energy is with me always. I see her in my dreams.
Yeah, I keep hearing... Oh, this is your husband's mom.
Yes.
She's cross.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, that's what it is, because they're shouting this. Okay, they're saying the husband. All right. Is there something going on? Is it her birthday or anniversary? She's thinking about his mom.
Maybe she's thinking about me because it's my birthday on 6th of September and my family will be joining me.
Yeah, she's playing a role in this.
Oh, my.
She's. I can feel her energy and her strength with this.
Uh-huh.
With everybody coming together and the things that's going to come out of this. So you got her to thank.
Oh,
I'm feeling it from her. It's the husband's mom, and she's letting me know. She's taking credit for this. Everything is coming together because she had her fingers in it.
Mm-hmm.
She was involved in it. Financially, until the beginning of September, Sean, I want to stay on top of things and don't take no risks with the finances.
Yes.
Just a little bit of a heads up, a little bit of a warning. Don't be too loose with your money. Stay on top of it. Okay, and I'm a lot of mom here too. I think your mom is either going to contact you or.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be maybe some issues with her. She's going to be reaching out, or you're going to hear something about mom, either probably contacting you, or maybe she's coming to visit, or you're going to visit her, but there's something with mom, and you're going to be connected with her by the beginning of September, one way or another.
Look, you never know. My husband might bring her along. That could be another thing. Maybe she comes along with my husband to visit me.
Is that possible?
Can't say. It all depends.
Well, it's either that or something like it, but it's going to be an issue with mom, and I feel like you're going to be talking with her and communicating, and you know what I mean?
Okay.
The next 30, so...
I haven't spoken to her for past 10 days, and she's thinking of me very deeply, because I had been thinking of calling her, and I couldn't get through to her yesterday. Maybe she wants to talk to me. Thanks for reminding me about that.
That's what I'm feeling. Mainly is what I'm feeling is I want to talk to her.
Yes, I will talk to her too.
So I think Spirit is pushing me to tell you, call Mom.
Okay.
And communicate with her, even if you got to go out of your way a little bit.
I will do that.
Okay, I think it'll mean a lot to her and it'll help you. So just keep that in mind, okay? All right, and I think I'll leave you with that, Sean.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your presence in my life.
Okay,
thank
you.
Blessings and prayers. Thank you so much.
Thank you for allowing me to do this and for appreciating what I do.
To you. Thanks to BDS Radio, too, for giving me this opportunity. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Sean. Thank you. And tell your friends about us. Lovely lady. I first met her, she was living in India, and I would talk to her on the phone in India. And how cool is that, to be able to meet somebody and read them in India while you're sitting in New York? It's just, I love it. I love it. Can't get enough of it. All right, everybody, you're listening to You're in the Thoughts with Michael Goger. If you're just joining and wondering what's going on, I do nonstop psychic readings, and I bring a guest on and showcase a interesting subject or person, and that's what I'm about, and that's what I do every Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Okay.
What's your first name?
Joe.
Joe?
Mm-hmm.
What part of the world are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. I hear a little Jersey in you.
Okay.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I was expecting a little bit more of Jersey, but that's good.
Really?
All right, buddy. Let's see what we... you've been listening to the show or heard me read before?
Yeah, I've been listening to you for at least a month and a half, 2 months, something like that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How'd you find me?
Well, from BBS, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Good, good. All right. Okay, Joe. Let's see. You definitely... Well, I'm hearing tell them fair play, justice, balance. If you have anything at all in the courts or anything legally going on, I feel like I'm swaying towards things going my way. I'm also feeling closure and settlements and agreements. So anything, especially financial, because I'm going into finances with this too a little bit, I think. So anything connected to business or finances, if it's hanging in the balance or it's being negotiated or you're waiting for word or it needs agreements, I feel like this being important the next 30 days for you.
I don't really have anything as far as the legal stuff. I just have certain things, maybe small investment in like precious metals or something. That's the only thing I really have.
Yeah, I'm getting... investments paying off too. It's funny you use that word. So I'm hearing investments paying off. You're about to I don't want to say hit the lottery, but do well and move forward in certain areas. And but I want to check something here first. Balance. I keep hearing with you. I want to focus on balance in my life. I feel like it's very important. I don't know. Maybe you go overboard in certain areas or you're neglecting certain areas. So kind of meditate and focus on balance a little bit. I just feel spirit saying this is important for you.
Is that spiritually or is
that... They're kind of like leaving it vague and open to you if there's anything being neglected or you feel like you've been wanting to do it, feel like you should do it, and maybe you should force yourself or take the time to do it, either pray or meditate or relax. But,
yeah, I get sometimes, you know, get ticked off certain things politically or stuff, you know. Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to put that on hold. You got a lot of stuff coming through here. And partnerships, too, developing. Now, I feel like it can go different ways, too, with the partnerships and work and business. Be open to that. And some kind of a joint venture. I feel like I'm going to get involved in something with someone. And it's going to be good for me, and it's going to work. So if you have any opportunities or offers as far as joining forces with somebody in business or financially, really look at it and then consider it,
yeah,
because I feel like it would work well for you.
Okay.
Relationship-wise, I'm feeling there's some stuff going on here, too, now. Is there somebody in question?
There's someone in question. More of a communication just started. Nothing started yet. It's just, you know, and it works. You think I should go forward with this?
I would. I'm getting you going forward with it. But I missed, you said there was somebody in the background and it was getting deeper?
Oh, I don't know. I just started talking to her for the, you know.
Oh, okay. I see. So you just met somebody then?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm feeling real good about it, and I would definitely move forward with it.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to be fantastic, and it's going to lead to a change in your life, a change for the better, and an interesting change, a much-needed change, a breath of fresh air. I just feel like I need what she can offer me, so... And I want to, this could even be the partnership that I see developing, because they're pointing to relationships with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you got something in business developing plus relationship-wise. I guess you got two things developing here, and I would move forward with it. I feel like between now and maybe the beginning of September, there might be a little dispute or a misunderstanding. I know you want to know where, but I'm going work and money and relationships again. If any kind of a dispute develops, just know that it's going to blow over quick and it's not going to be an issue.
Family. It's a family thing where a couple of brothers want to pretty much we, you know, they want me to go with them. It's pretty much a move out west.
Yep.
They're thinking of moving out west, so
yep.
They want to drag me along. I'm, you know, it's not like I'm saying no.
Right.
I'm not saying no or yes, so it's
right.
Kind of, you know, it's a big question mark.
Right, and that could be, it could be bad, too.
Yeah, they said September, which, wow.
Yeah, and they're taking it personal in a way, like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling some heated, so what do you do? I
don't like to just jump in the water. I like to kind of research and find out things before.
Yeah, I'm feeling that with you. You're a little more comfortable, kind of like going the way you see things going and the way you want to go. And
well,
and,
you know, I like to see, before I, like I said, jump in the water, I like to know what I'm getting involved. You know?
Right. And so, yeah, and they're taking it a different way.
They just want to go, and that's it, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, I'll check it out.
They're going to become understanding, and it's going to work out. And don't let their attitude or their energy perturb you or bother you in any which way, because they'll understand, it'll blow over, it'll work out.
Okay.
So don't worry about the things they're saying or what they were, the way they're acting. Also, this back to this friend. This friend is developing connected spiritually too. I think you were pulled by spirit to each other, and. There's a certain amount of completeness and balance here for you. So I think you guys were kind of like led to each other in a way. And enjoy it, because I feel like it's going to be good for you. Go slow with it and enjoy it. Like I'm hearing start again. It's almost like you... Did you have a relationship that you just got out of or went bad or...
No. Not recently.
Anything, because I feel like I'm starting a new life, or I want to do something different. It's like you're seeing her and being with her like a breath of fresh air or something new for you, a new journey.
Mm-hmm.
And in many ways it's going to feel like it and be exactly that. And she's going to lead you to different things in life, like a teacher. And you're going to discover things about yourself through her, I'm hearing. And you're going to enjoy it. Even that aspect, she brings things in you out that normally aren't there. I mean, they're there, but they haven't been brought out. And it's connected. Some of it's connected to talent. Let's see. Definitely a new relationship development. No doubt about that. Are you changing jobs?
I'm thinking about a transition, like, you know, I would like to do something.
Yeah, there's a transition coming, and you're a manifesting one, so you're either thinking about it or working on it.
So I'm trying to.
And I feel like as you seek, you're going to find. Every time you look, there's going to be a door, so I'm not getting any problems with it, and I feel like it'll go well if and when you're ready and when you do start. You'll do well in your search, your journey. Because I feel like within me there's a time to do something different or change things.
Yeah.
I'm in that stage in my life, so and it's going to go to relationship and what I do for a living and to make money. And friends are going to be important, too. Her friends and your friends, they're going to rally around you and support you. And I don't want to... No need to rush, and you're right on the money when you say you like to check things before you jump, because that is your nature, I'm hearing, and it's always going to serve you well, even in relationships. So you may find yourself even wanting to drag your feet a little bit relationship-wise, or to even check a little deeper relationship-wise, and it's okay. I'm feeling like... it's okay to investigate and to drag my feet and make sure of things before I do it.
Okay.
With you and with the cycle you're in and the people around you, I feel like it's you and it'll work for you and it's okay. And you should be doing that at least until the beginning of September. So you're being guided and told what to do and how to do it, and you're listening.
Okay.
And you do well. And just know that I'm feeling as you go into September... your life is fairly flip-flopped on you. There's a relationship and then new things in the work world and business world. So you're on the right track and you'll be doing well.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
Okay.
As far as, like, spiritually, I don't know. Like, I remember, like, years ago, I used to almost sense more of a presence. You know, now I don't really sense that much of a presence. you know, why or
presence around presence. You.
Yeah, something like that. I don't.
It's
maybe it's because maybe I haven't really meditated and really sat down and more peaceful. I don't know. I'm not sure.
True. And just because you don't see it or feeling it doesn't mean it's not there.
Yeah, that's you know.
And there's times where I draw a blank and I wonder. But with you, it's just that it's where your life's been and what you're at and what you're about right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were meditating and praying and focusing on spirit quite a bit every day, you would bring this back to yourself. And
okay.
You would understand, and you would start feeling the experiences that you had. There's nothing special left or came or anything like that spiritually. I'm not getting any warnings or heads-ups or anything like that.
Okay.
It's just the way the energy runs and the way your mind and thoughts run. It just you went away from it. When it was starting, there must have been a reason for it, and you were focusing on it. You were focusing on it and giving it energy. And then something got you off of that, and preoccupied you, and now you're wondering about it.
Yeah.
So,
as far as politically and everything is, I don't know if you're allowed to talk anything in politics. As far as should I, or I guess everybody else should be worried near time future for anything. As far as negative, negative forces or whatever, whether environmentally or warlike here in this country.
Wow, what a question.
Well, as far as, people...
I waited years for somebody to say that to me.
Yeah, because, I don't always... I'm not selfish as far as just thinking about myself.
Right,
because
right.
We're all one, so...
Right.
If it affects other people, sometimes it affects you too, so...
Well, and it's very true. I mean, as above, so below. I mean, everything has a spirit and energy and needs recognition and has an order in the universe and
right.
Our country and our race and our and our total being is part of that. And there are things that need to be known and done. And I would love to do world predictions and support and endorse certain things, but I got to be careful at this time. But in a couple of months, I don't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say basically whatever I want.
Okay.
But right now, for America, and for the entire planet,
mm-hmm.
It's got to be loving one another. Because just turn the news on. And we are on the brink. And we need to...
Yeah, that's why I asked.
We need to, as Americans, I'm talking for Americans because I am an American, we need to, as Americans, get back to basics and take care of ourselves and worry about ourselves.
Right.
And shore down our borders and and take care of us and talk about us and do for us and worry about us and show the world that we are Americans and we are going to take care of ourselves. And that we are still the people that the world once knew and loved. Because as a nation, I feel like the rest of the world has a different view of us.
Yeah, they look at us totally different.
As troublemakers and aggressors. We went from angels and heroes to troublemakers and aggressors.
Right.
And it's not due to the media and greed and our leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to start changing that. And I think the way of doing that is start at home. Start with the mirror. Look in the mirror and ask yourself if you're a good American, if you're a good human being, and if you're doing the right thing. What can I do to make it better? And it's so deep. And then you're going into the politics and this and that. I don't want to get too carried away and scare my boss. I can hear my boss now. Oh, no, he's out of control. I'm not losing a boss. But someday I will have a soapbox and I will do world predictions and I will try to shed light on social events and political events. And very good question, bud.
Yeah.
Very good question. To get right to the heart of the matter, to help what is going on is to love one another and to be if you're an American, to be an American.
Yeah.
You know, and take care of each other. We got to show the world that we're still
first
the people.
Take care of ourselves first, then worry about other people, you know?
That's what happened. We got so global, and we didn't keep up with it.
Yeah, it's just, you just
can't open
all
the doors.
First, you know, and then.
Yeah,
help everybody else.
you know, you open up all your doors and windows and expand and then not watch what's going on.
All that greed and power of the political, you know.
You know? And then think outside the box. And, you know, what I'm starting to see is that our laws aren't keeping up with our consciousness. And what's going on out there. We really got to look at our laws and different things that are going on and try to make them better and change them with what we have and how we do it. But anyway, Joe, very good question.
Sure.
You got my juices flowing. You almost got me out of control.
Nah, you're not out of control.
Well, I always wanted to do this, and I plan on doing it in the future. I have a lot to say, and we can make things better just by changing this and changing that.
Just by talking about it and just getting people to wake up.
And inspiring and motivating
the
powers that be.
Okay.
And it don't take much. Like my guest today, a little 12-year-old boy. A young man, 12-year-old young man with physical challenges, starts a charity, and he's helping hundreds of people.
Oh, that's great.
You know, and it's one 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
What can we do as a nation?
Maybe he'll be our next president.
It would be nice.
Yeah, right.
It would be nice, you know.
Yeah.
I would like to see the common man back in the White House instead of billionaires.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it used to be the guy that did the right thing and said the right thing. Now it's the guy that can buy the most advertisements.
Yeah.
Or who has the most friends. And
it's got to be changed soon.
You know, and that in itself is scary.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, Joe, thank you for calling the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
And thank you for the questions. I feel like you are about to head into a wonderful new year, and it's going to be very obvious around the beginning of September, the end of summer.
Okay.
All different types of new directions for you, relationship and business. And
okay.
You're going to do fine. You're going to do great with it. You're going to be excited by it.
Okay, very good.
Okay, buddy, thank you.
Okay, take care.
Take care, and thank you. Tell your friends about us.
Sure.
All right, everybody. I think I got to say goodbye. I got to get used to saying goodbye at 3:05, or else I'm going to make enemies in the radio world. And I just want to let you know I'm available in private. If you want to know more, email me, michael_goger1@yahoo.com. Prices are fair. $35 for a half hour is not bad. I'm heading into a new type of life where I'll be doing this full time, so don't be afraid to ask me for a private reading. If you want to know more about me, www.michaelgoger.com. I am available for commercials, endorsements, any way I can make a buck, let me know. I deeply appreciate it, and don't be afraid to ask me. And I will see you next Sunday at Your Inner Thoughts here at bbsradio.com. And remember, you become what you dwell on, and energy follows thought. Don't forget that. Goodbye, everybody. Blessings.
up in my bed to start another day. Never noticed how loud it could be before.